Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. What's up, Mario?
Hey, Eva. What's going on?
Nothing much. You look like you're getting down to business this week, sis.
Yeah, my hair is a mess, so I got to keep a hat on.
Listen, do what you got to do. You always in the trenches, and you look good while you do it.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you very much. Just a real simple little Macy's throw-on I have right now. You know when you growing up, how your mama put on that like little comfortable little throw-on,
but it was of
the muumuu variety?
Yeah.
Well, this is a little Free People dress. It's like a t-shirt material. So it gives you the muumuu feel without, you know, with a little silhouette.
So. I love that. I love that. So the comfort and the style.
Talk about it. So, okay. Speaking of comfort and style, Taye Diggs is so comfortable right now. And it's talking about how lucky he is to have the beautiful April Jones in his life. Girl, we got to undress that.
That's nice. That's
it's so cute. What's not cute, though, is how they treat my girl Lizzo. But it's cool because Lizzo claps back at her fat shamers at the VMAs. It was absolutely epic. We're definitely going to undress that. And we're going to undress the plight of men. Get a very, very small violin out, okay? Get your little string.
I got the rise
of the lonely single man.
Oh,
poor man. What else is going on?
Well, we're going to talk Little Baby, who he has just blown me away this entire week. And it seems like he's doing it to everyone because he gifted James Harden $250,000 for his birthday.
What?
Must be nice. Eva, you know my birthday coming up. So
wait a minute.
So you know what else. You know how it is. It goes down each and every week in my DMs, L'Oreal's DMs. And we always have a final question to undress. Sometimes y'all help us out with it. But this time, this happened. With me, I might have my guard up 7 years. The day I put my guard down is the day he stabbed me in my freaking heart.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's going down. Make sure you listen to hear how we undress all this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, y'all get ready because Labor Day essentials are exactly that. They are essential. And Labor Day is right around the corner. Now, you can go ahead and enjoy the last bit of this beautiful warm weather this Labor Day. Now, whether you're out soaking its sun up at the beach, or if you're packing a picnic to go to the park, or if you're staying right there at the crib and you are hosting a full-on barbecue, big or small, Macy's has the fun bathing suits, the double-duty sunscreens, the fluffy towels, the jewel-toned serveware. You know, you got to keep it real cute on the plates. Make sure,
you know, you're
stunting on the guests real fast. So much more to wrap up your summer on a very high note. Do yourself a favor. Go out with a bang. That last summer shindig. Head over to Macy's.com. That's Macy's. Macy's.com for all of your Labor Day essentials.
I'm so happy for Labor Day because it also gives me a day off of labor.
You know what? That is the day, I think, for everyone. Do yourself a favor. Relax the way you like to relax. You work hard every day of the year. We got these kids. We got these dreams. We got this world. So let's kick it this Labor Day.
That's right. And we got these relationships. And this relationship is actually one that I've been here for from the beginning. Okay. So this is Taye Diggs and April Jones.
Aww.
Now, Taye Diggs is saying he's so thankful for April Jones. Now, all of 2022, we've been just like gushing over them two as a couple on social media, and she's been through it before, so has he, child. And we weren't here for those relationships on social media, so surprisingly, we're all embracing this one. Now, they sing together, dance together. They definitely have become a top cutest couple on Instagram.
No, they are hands down the cutest couple to watch on Instagram.
And they genuinely look like they're in love. Like, he looks like he's smitten over her, and she the same. Like, so there was a recent interview. Now, fans were confused when Taye Diggs seemingly didn't claim April as his girl.
I saw that.
So I didn't see this one initially. What did you say when you seen it? What, like, were you like a little disgusted?
No, it was two parts. It was the one part of me understanding why he did it, right? It's because as much as they love to have fun together, it's at their discretion. So they post the videos they want to post and talk about the relationship or not talk about or display or not display when they want to. So I think it's a little bit different when the world is then asking you, like, tell me about this. And I don't think he has denied her or shied away from showing that he's with her, obviously, because we see them together, but wanting to get into the minutiae of things as an entertainer, you know, you got to watch what you say because it will be held against you later on in life.
And I will say, when it comes to publications, those things aren't going anywhere. So if y'all decide y'all don't want to be together no more, you sitting there gushing over somebody you actually hate now, not saying that that's going to be the case, but hopefully they do stand the test of time. Right. But he did turn it around a little bit, you know, and he did a reel and a TikTok video where he actually thanked God for bringing them together. Check it out.
You know, as an adult, there are times in life where you can't believe what you were blessed with. One of mine was, you know, the birth of my son. My career I had, like, coming from nothing, and then to be where I am. The fact that this woman is in love with me, because somehow she's,
I love you.
She's next to you.
You're so sweet.
She's with me. Oh, my Lord. So, for all you people out there who don't think there's a God or no higher being and no higher force, or yo, I know there is, because someone's looking out after me more.
So, it seems like they are going strong. It's so nice to see them happy.
Girl, that sounds like wedding vows. That was so cute.
It was so cute. Well, he also admitted that they actually connected through TikTok initially. He said, I saw one of her videos, her Instagram or her TikTok, and I just texted or DM'd or whatever they call it. And I said, she was hilarious. She helped me get 1 million followers. I love that stuff like that, how it just comes organically. Let's break it all down. What do you think about Taye Diggs and April Jones opening up their relationship to social media? And when do you think is the right time to share your relationship with social media?
Okay, so I love Taye Diggs and April.
Yes.
I know them both personally.
Winston.
But I was on a television show. The first series I ever landed was a show called Kevin Hill. And Taye Diggs was the lead. And I played his girlfriend. So I know Taye very well. And I know April. I've been knowing April for years. I remember when she first launched her wine. I know her kids. Her kids come to my baby's birthday parties, vice versa. And they're both such beautiful people. Never in a million years would I have ever, like, thought to set them up or, like, they would
they
be a match.
Seem like that, but like a couple.
It is such a testament to, like, growth. The fact that people change and evolve, and good people just deserve good people. I think that them together is absolutely adorable. The way they've been playing it in the media is everything, because you get to see the true foundation of their love, right? Like, they really here for each other. And I think the foundation of their love is having fun with each other, enjoying each other, being able to, like, be themselves. And so many times we out here trying to figure out the perfect makeup, if our makeup artist is available to do our face for this event. Like, that's not what they even worried about. They just trying to have fun. Sing with me, dance with me. Let's go somewhere and be goofy. So I'm here for it. And I feel like they established enough of a foundation in their relationship before they went public. Because that's the ticker, L'Oreal. You can love somebody in private, but when the world finds out and they start messing with it, it's different.
I know. And I think that's the scary part of any relationship. And that's why you got to be really careful when you do start letting other people into your relationship. Because sometimes it's not even just like the public. Shoot, it's letting a couple people in. It could kind of mess up your relationship. Once people get to talking and their opinions get involved too, and you start listening to other people, that blocks out what connection the two of you could possibly have.
Yeah.
So, like, even though it's weird with me because I don't ever want to be somebody's secret. But then I also don't know if I want to be so public with my relationship that, like, I put it out there like that.
Right, because, I mean, not to get all up in your business, but I'm going to get in your business. So I've been seeing a glow on you lately, and I've told you that.
That's like, a tan.
You've always been pretty, and you vacation all the time. You live on somebody's island. You live on a jet. Now, I've seen a glow on you, and I know you, and I know you like to protect your energy source and your peace and where your blessings are. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is slightly applicable to your life right now, because I know somebody making you happy. I don't think it's time for us to deserve to know who that person is or make it a big thing. But I feel like you kind of going through that too. Like, I got a little somebody, but, you know, I don't want y'all to know yet.
I mean, I feel like
the shine is shining. The glow is glowing.
Yes, silly. I just feel like if you see me and whatever I got going on, you see me and whatever I got going on. I'm not hiding anything or anybody. But, like, at the same time, it's like, you, like, it's weird nowadays because, like, things move quickly and people want to see what's going on. And it's like, you sometimes don't even know what's going on with your own stuff. So you just got to live in certain moments.
Y'all still figuring it out.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you still got to figure out your situation. But I just know that whatever situation I may have going on, I'm happy about it. So let's just.
And I know whatever situation you may have going on, you have, because I see it, friend. I see it. The same way when you ain't feeling it, I can see it. Even if you got your hair done and got your cute outfit on, I can tell. So yeah, I see the glow.
You know, well, you know, when somebody is like attempting to make you happy, things just are just different. So
you're so,
like,
skeptical. Why is it an attempt to make you happy? Maybe someone is just a good person and their natural chemistry bonds with yours and it makes you happy.
No, it is that. But no, I just think that you just definitely should always be very, what's the word I'm looking for?
You being so cryptic right now. And
I don't know. I like somebody. I'll put it like that.
I know you do. But cracking your love life is like the Da Vinci Code.
Somebody likes me.
Somebody. A lot of people like you. We're going to get to that segment in a second. Okay. It's called JDMs. But I can tell someone is making you smile, like Tay Diggs is making April Jones smile. And that's all I'm saying.
But I do. Social media is a big step. Like, when did you know, like, all right, now this is time for me and Mike to start letting people into our relationship? Like, when was that for you?
When you knew you couldn't hide it anymore. Like, at this point, my husband was my boyfriend at the time, but he decided he wanted to run for mayor. Yeah. And I have resources that can help him do that. So, and the way to support him is to be there.
Right.
And it's hard to be there without telling people why you're there, because then it just look crazy and it takes focus off of why we're here, which is to get this man elected. So after a year or so, I finally kind of came out and let everybody know that we were dating. And then
I think a year is good. Like,
I think a year is good.
A year is good until I'm pregnant or married or engaged.
Damn, wait a minute. I'm just this next topic. No one's getting pregnant. What are you doing? I'm about to clap back like Lizzo. This just move this thing on along. Let me pick up my bra. Lord have mercy. Now, I know you've seen this going on. I know you feel a way. As vocal as you are about everything, you do not like bullies. I know that much.
No,
about
I bully
you.
Bullies.
So I know that's part of your DNA. You are here to bully the bully. So this big bully, Ari Spears, is currently under fire after he did a recent interview with Art of Dialogue. Now, the great, very debatable, hottest thing on the planet right now, Lizzo, was brought up, and for some reason, he had horrible things to say about her. Listen to this.
Lizzo? I can't get past the fact that she looks like the shit emoji. She's got a very pretty face, but she keeps showing her body off. Like, come on, man.
What does he look like, fam? Have you ever seen this man?
You mean he looks like the Hamburglar?
He looks a mess. How dare you?
And the thing is, see, he tried to give, there was one of them sneak disses. I hate that. Like when somebody tells you, oh, you pretty for a black girl. Like her face is pretty, but her body, like none of you is pretty.
Nothing.
For starters.
There's not even a portion. Your fingernail, nothing. Like you're like, he look crazy.
That is part of the issue, right? It's his need to have something to say. Well, Lizzo has never been shy at all. Over the weekend, her not shy and very bold out in front self won a VMA for About Damn Time, which is my record. I love that song. And she decided to say this.
And now to the that got something to say about me in the press. You know what? I'm not gonna say nothing. They'd be like, Lizzo, why don't you clap back? Why don't you clap back? Because I'm winning. That's what Venture Show people. So what?
The best revenge is your paper. I'm so here for her clap back. It was everything. So,
period.
I believe this is not the only thing that she had to say, though. I think we have some more audio from Ari's initial comments about her in her response.
And I just want to say, man, a lot of you women are funny with the critiques. I ain't funny. I'm fat, unattractive. No woman wants me. They always try to hurt you with what works for you the most. That's like you break up and you go, that's why you got a little wee-wee and you can't screw. But you've been with them for years. I'm 32 years in this game, and I ain't funny. Y'all don't deal in logic and sense. You deal in emotion and anger.
He sound emotional and angry. He sound, it don't feel good when people talk about you now, do it, Ari. He ain't had a show since Mad TV.
That's what, okay, so you saw that clap back. The man who's on top in comedy, been here 30 years and is still shining with the rest of the top stars. Mike Epps, who is a lead on a television show on Netflix called The Upshaws,
right,
who stays with a good special. He clapped back, defending our girl Lizzo, and said, first of all, Ari Spears, you look dirty. You look tired. Let's just start there if you want to talk about looks. Second of all, you have not been funny or famous since Mad TV.
That's a fact.
So
where has he been in, though, for real, like since then?
And at what point are we no longer 12 and we realize that it's not all about aesthetics? That is what Lizzo's entire campaign about changing the world is that we don't have to fit into a standard size. I don't have to be that girl over there to be great. I'm great as me. And that's the message. Like, you got to be a premier grade A bona fide hater to hate on Lizzo. Like,
and not only that, you're a freaking comedian. Like, how can you dish a joke, supposedly a joke, but you can't take it? Like, we do think you ugly and nobody wants to sleep with you. And that wasn't emotional thing.
Those are facts.
Those are facts, bro. And like, there's so many men that have and do try to get with Lizzo. I want to know how many women of stature, any woman worth anything, that has really tried to date Ari Spears.
No one. That's why you've never seen anyone, because he would put her on a platter and make sure she walked out the limo first for the picture. No one is dating
him. To date him. Like, if Lizzo, come on.
And you know what? Let me just be clear. Yes, you can be ugly aesthetically, depending upon what your personal preferences are, but ugly really start on the inside.
Come on, and you the real ugliest of ugly. You show
and
is ugly.
Thank you, because you not even cosmetically cute, homeboy, and you got a nasty spirit. You the ugly of all ugly. On top of that, you don't have a neck. So if I wanted to wrap my arms around your right over your shoulders, under your chin, where would I go? Because you don't have a neck.
But let's talk about it. Like, let's get into it. Lizzo Boo look good. What about you? What about you?
Listen, and Lizzo, like a lot of the girls at the VMAs, wore a designer dress straight off of the runway from Fashion Week. And baby, in the words of Gary with the T from the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, she pissed in that dress. She looked absolutely stunning. You can't hate, sis. You can't. Ariel called you a sis.
Yeah, she's such a great person. It's just, I don't understand how you could start. But you know, because it's a rise going on out there. And maybe this has something to do with it, Eva. The rise of the lonely single men. So maybe he's one of these, and we're going to talk all
They're
about
lonely.
It.
They're
lonely. Lonely, maybe lonely. So it was a recent viral article in Psychology Today that says younger and middle-aged men are the loneliest they have been for generations, and it's only going to get worse. Now, dating apps are playing a big part in this. The majority of dating app users are men, so the women are a bit overwhelmed. You know, the competition is thick out there, and these men really have to figure out how to step it up.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, L'Oreal. Can we just stop for 2 seconds and acknowledge the fact that it's usually 10 beautiful women in a space, but only 2 eligible bachelors there. And he has the pick of the litter. Are you here telling me today that it is the reverse and there's a lot of them that are eligible out there and a lady's got the pick?
Yes, and then you also have to remember, some of these guys you have to be careful for because these are dating sites, and these are what women are thinking as well. Oh, they're only looking to hook up. They're not looking for a real relationship or anything. Mm. So they're also probably just bypassing these guys, thinking they're not looking for anything serious. They're just looking for a hookup. So you do have to go a bit harder to get somebody to take you seriously to the point where they want to sit down with you. So they're saying another reason is women are more selective than they used to be. Just like, come on now.
Because we can.
Now, a reoccurring theme is that women want men who are emotionally available, good communicators, and who share their values. And that's sometimes difficult to find, especially, like I said, when you have certain guys out there that's just looking one-track mind. But right next to them may be Prince Charming. But you don't know. They look like same guy.
What we want versus what y'all are trying to give us are two different things. You said that women want what, L'Oreal?
We want someone that is a good communicator, emotionally available, share values with
okay,
us.
Did nobody say we wanted you to pay our bills?
Ooh.
Nobody say you wanted us to get flued out? Did nobody say you wanted us to buy us a new house or car? Oh. What women want that are currently existing that are compatible, so to say, or the kind of woman that you would date in your age range, we don't need none of that stuff. So all we need to from you is to actually be honest and communicate with us. We need you to be secure in who you are, emotionally available, like
and,
those things.
The most difficult but free thing that you can do.
What?
And you can't buy your way into that. And that's why
Thank
it's
you.
Difficult for a lot of these people, men, individuals.
Because they got the money, Lo. They went to school or they figured out their hustle. They figured out their niche. Black men are the most amazing specimens on earth outside of black women, if you ask me. So don't give a black man a resource because he gonna go and figure it out.
Come
so they have
now.
They figured
Come
them out
now.
We've got property, we have assets, we exist now in this world on footprint on paper, right?
That's
now
right.
You're looking for the woman of yesterday. You're not looking for the woman that's the same equal as you today.
And there's some of them out there, Eva, but that's why they end up going to the young women, the younger girls who don't, I'm just saying, who don't know no better because they don't know what they're worth. They don't know what they deserve. And they are settling for just anything. But they're saying men also lack the skills to keep women interested nowadays. Women are becoming less patient with men. I could definitely attest to that. Many skills like communication are often things that families don't teach young boys. They tell them, be quiet, don't whine, don't complain. So they resort to that of just being quiet, keeping their feelings and emotions in, right? And that's why you yourself as a woman have to be careful because you could be letting all your emotions out and somebody's holding it in and you never know how they really feel.
Yeah.
So that things could be used against you. Now, the author provided some tips to single men saying that they should seek therapy and that the goal is to understand intimacy, romance, and emotional connection as worthy of your time and your effort.
Come on.
And like, let's not forget the fact that it could coexist while you're also doing and landing in your career. Because I think there's a lot of men that walk around thinking, well, my career is not where it needs to be, so I shouldn't be able to engage in this relationship, but they will still engage in the relationship and
but not wholeheartedly.
Exactly. Now you're damaging somebody else. So has any of your single male friends expressed that they are having a hard time dating?
I do have some single male friends. They are of the homosexual variety. So it's hard for them right now. I think the pandemic is playing a big part of it. Kind of afraid of what's out there, afraid of the unknown, afraid of learning someone new because of the pandemic in and of itself. But, you know, I think as what it's about is that communication and accepting of changing of gender roles. It's a new movie out right now. It's called No Time or Out of Time, and it's with Mark Wahlberg and Kevin Hart. Okay. It's absolutely hilarious, and Regina Hall. And essentially, Regina Hall plays the breadwinner. She is an architect. She got me time is what it's called. She has been very, very successful in her career and financially takes care of the family. Now, Kevin Hart, who started off very successful in his own personal career and loved music, after they had their son, who has their daughter, rather, he decided to be a stay-at-home dad. So now they got a daughter and a son, and he is the most amazing dad ever. But it is the ideas of society that since he's a stay-at-home dad, he's like less than. You know what I'm saying? Or if she's the breadwinner and financially taking care of the money, something wrong with his family. Like he's not wearing the pants. And it's just the idea of gender roles. And once you change those, I think these single men who are having a hard time finding someone can find someone when they take out the idea of what a woman is supposed to be, per their grandma. Right. That's just me.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. So for me, I do have one homeboy that I could think off the top of my head, which he's probably not the only one, but like he finds it difficult finding somebody that he can go to another level with. So he ends up staying and settling, like we talked about, with a woman that's been around that I know he's not happy with. And he's like one of my closest friends, and it sucks to have to see him like that. But it's like, he's like you said, he's comfortable with her. He knows
that. But men
that.
Settle too, Lo. Like, you know how women, we settle? Men settle too.
She brings him down. And like, just that, like, I don't even want to be around him when he's around her. There's numerous, not just me. And it's just like, she's just not a nice person.
And
she's
like a nasty person. He's so used to it. He don't even see it.
He sees it. That's the crazier thing. But like you said, he's so used to it. It's just like, well, where am I going to find somebody new that can fill the role of her that she's going to back away so that I can even build something with this person?
And you know what? You know what sucks as a woman who has two sons and has three brothers and no sisters? It frustrates me when women do that to good men because it drains them. So then when they finally find themselves out of that relationship, they are so drained and so pessimistic and
they're
so
no good.
They don't have no hope. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it sucks because the goodness that really is in there, it gets clouded with the realities of, you know, women being crazy sometimes. That
and
sucks.
It's pushing friends away from him too. Like if it wasn't for her, we probably would be just as close as we used to be, which I'm pretty sure he would love. But like, we're still like, that's still my friend.
She got that
like,
good. That Michael Jackson bad.
No, she's also really crazy. Like I'm talking about, she's tried to fight pretty much.
She got that good. She gets beat up
and she comes back. Like it's just, she's relentless. Like beat up by another one of his girlfriends. And like, she came back and was like, whatever it takes to get you, to keep you.
But who wants someone to be in a space they don't want to be in?
Like
who
think that's love?
I don't want a man that don't want to be here.
They think that's love, you know, like, oh, she will never leave me.
Y'all are listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. Now, we're talking about men out here successful. Get into the bag.
That's right.
There is no better example of get into the bag and being a friend then this weekend seeing Little Baby give James Harding $250,000 for his birthday.
Yeah,
it wasn't an investment.
Let me tell you, like, Little Baby has had an incredible week this week. I don't know if you've seen, but he just put out a documentary called Untrapped on Amazon Prime. I went to the premiere. Shout out to Quality Control.
How was it?
It was amazing. They took care of everything. I had my popcorn. I had all my snacks. All on QC. Thank you. Parking and everything. So I do want to say.
Come on, Quality Control. You better get out here laying it out.
So the 250 that he gave James Harden?
And this is just for his 33rd birthday. Now,
his 33rd
birthday is a big year. That's your Jesus year. And that is a big birthday. And so over the weekend, James Harden celebrated his Jesus year, turning 33 with friends. And little baby did not just come to be the greatness that he is and maybe do a song or something. No, he surprised James Harden by gifting him with $250,000 in cash to celebrate his birthday. Now, according to Forbes, James Harden is already one of the highest paid athletes in the world. He is worth $74.4 million. All I'm saying is this sounds a little bit like that verse that Jay-Z just dropped about the billions coming out the crib. Like, this is just money on money, black excellence. I am so here for this. Now, to me, it ain't tricking if you got it, but would you do this for your friends, Lo? Like, if you had an excessive amount of money,
okay,
would you give your friends stacks of money like this? Do you?
Can I just add? Can I add one more thing, Lil Baby did?
What?
Lil Baby over the weekend won $1 million in the casino playing dice. Right, this guy's luck.
Shut the
luck
front door.
I promise you, it just happened. This is after he gave the $250
because he was being a blessing. That's what you do when you be a blessing.
Look. But you would think that he like, yo, I got my money back, whatever. No, he gave every guy, all his homeboys that was with him, $10,000 each.
Yo, little baby right now, little baby can come and kick it and join any crew. It sounds like leadership material. It's sounding like bossing up. It's sounding like he has taken the money team to a whole nother level. I am here for little baby's generosity.
Now, if I got little baby's luck, would I be this generous? Absolutely.
You would.
Now, L'Oreal's luck? No.
But you know what they say in the Bible, to whom much is given, much will be required. So that's God gave him a lot of money and he required to share all of that.
Yes, he is.
Speaking of sharing, I personally think that we should slide into your Instagram, not the Undressing Room podcast Instagram, but L'Oreal, starring L'Oreal's Instagram. And let's run into your DMs real fast, because until you officially cuffed up and you come to the Undressing Room podcast to tell me you got a man, we get these DMs.
Okay, well, you know, some of them are not men. Some of them are fans. You know what I mean? Some of them are women that actually want to show love. And I did want to actually read this one. I didn't respond to her in the DM. I figure it's better to come and talk to her directly on the Undressing Room podcast, because she clearly listens.
Okay.
And thanks to you, she listened. So I'll let you know what she said. Uh-oh. So she came in and she said, "My apologies. I completely misjudged who you are, thinking you were just another pretty girl using your gift from God to get where you are was a huge mistake on my behalf. Thanks to Eva, I now know that you are a woman with depth, capability, and natural beauty. Not many know that you wear a protective shell like the eggshell that protects the yolk. Your time is now, and I sincerely apologize." So, shout out to Sharina O'Neill. So she reached out.
Sharina.
And yeah, I thought that was really sweet, and it made me feel good, because, you know, I did have a conversation with somebody last week that was like being honest with me and was like, "Yo, you know, unless you sit down with you, like, you never even know how smart you are. Like, some of the things that you let off, you kind of seem like a total different person than when you sit down and talk."
I think the lady said it well. It's the eggshell that you are required to wear so that people don't break you. But at the end of the day, Lo, your beauty is your gift and your curse. See, when I see you, I see you. And people, when you're as beautiful as you are, you can't have like brains and like actual creativity and thoughts and compassion. God forbid someone as beautiful as you has that too. So a lot of times when people see someone as pretty as you, they do it to models and people in the industry all the time, because there's no way you could actually be as amazing as you are, as beautiful as you are. That's the misconception.
And I think that's what's dope, because that's how, you know, I feel like it is with you. Like, and so for you to be able to have somebody else look at me in a certain way just because they like, yeah, I came to the show because I messed with Eva. Like, so you already convinced them that stigma is not even true. Like, just because you're beautiful don't mean that you can't be smart. Like, you clearly have more than enough knowledge. So because she respects you enough, she gave me a chance, a second chance, because if she's apologizing, she clearly dragged me through the mud and the dirt at some point in time, which I think is hilarious. I think it's funny. Like, I'm not even mad about it. It's like, whatever. So now, you know, gaining a new fan is actually very touching. And like,
that's fresh.
Appreciate her reaching out and sending that. And then, of course, I got an ignorant person soon after.
Let's do ignorance. Yes.
So he just says, Lord have mercy. Just to let you know, I would never last, if you know what I mean. He said, when I get the chance, I'm going to come fly you to me. We can shower twice and then have sex until the sun comes up.
Shower twice? Is he halal? What are you...
Because you are fine as F. Let me know when you see this message so I can fly you out. One love.
Okay, watch two this. Things.
Watch this.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Okay, two things. First of all, you obviously are not trying to do this for hours and hours and hours. That is not where you are. You're feeling the pressure like Ari Lennox, but you are like Missy, you a Minuteman. But he is honest. And the fact that he is honest, letting you know exactly what you are in for, I'm not mad at this man.
You are being honest. You're so dirty that you need to shower twice. And that sounds like somebody I need to boil, which means that's somebody that I do not need to sleep with.
No, just do like when you were a kid. Remember when you was a kid and your, well, I know for my family.
Okay.
Put a little bleach in the water, especially if you got to put two y'all in the tub at one time. He seems like he's one that needs a little bleach in the water and some boiled Fabuloso in the kitchen.
No, thank you, sir. Next. But that is my DM. So if y'all want to slide in my DMs, all y'all got to do is hit me up at Starring L'Oreal, StarringLoreal. Because I know a lot of guys listen to this show as well, because they're always on my Twitter.
They talking are.
About. Yeah, they're always on Twitter talking about how they hear the DMs and they plan to slide. So maybe
listening?
Some of them have. I'm not sure.
I have one that literally slid into our DM for our final question to Undress. It's crazy that you just said that because today's final question to Undress is actually from a listener. And it's a he. He says that I like the podcast and I like to listen to the podcast as a male to gain some insight into women. I really love it when you guys talk about dating and relationships. I recently met a woman through a friend and she lives a couple of hours away. So we quickly started chatting via text, but I soon realized that it really wasn't going to work out. So she would send me like 10 messages before I even got a chance to respond to one. Recently, she sent me a message about not having expectations, right? But she wants more communication from me. I have the hardest time letting women down, and she is such a sweet girl, so I do not want to hurt her feelings. But I feel like when I try to tell her that I'm not the one that she's looking for, she doesn't get it. So what are some ways that I can let her down easily so that she can understand but still not hurt her feelings? Signed, forever hurting women's feelings. First of all, sir, I love you because you are so honest and so brave. You know, we kind of chalk heartbreak up to the game. Somebody gonna get hurt, whatever. Yeah. But to and you're gonna go through quite a few before you find your forever love. And so for you to be so conscious about like how you leave a woman when you know it's not gonna work, that is so beautiful. That means you had sisters. That means that your mama, like, she put something into you. So L'Oreal, I'm gonna need your help on this, sis. How would you want to receive being broken up with or severing a relationship with somebody that you like really want to be with, like you really into, but it's not going to work. And maybe you didn't know that. And he has to tell you, like, what would be the softest blow?
I'm sorry, but I've always been a big like supporter of ripping the Band-Aid off.
Okay.
Because anytime I've tried to slowly pull back or somebody has slowly maybe even pulled back from me, it doesn't work that way. And it actually is more painful for it to be trying to make it as soft as possible. I think honesty is the best thing that you can do. And even though it may hurt somebody's feelings, it'll hurt more to have them stuck around thinking that things are going to work out, or maybe you, they might convince you or change your mind or whatever. And also it's like sometimes we self-sabotage. And when I'm thinking, when I hear this, I mean, maybe the hours away is an issue. It's like, so she wants to talk to you. She's, you know, she likes you. And maybe you never really liked her. And you are using that as an excuse. Like, it has nothing to do with the messages. Maybe she wasn't your type. Maybe she said things you didn't like. But did you even really get the chance to get to know her? And if it's like, if you don't, then that's a rip a Band-Aid off situation.
I feel like he gave her a chance because he was into her, but everyone has the way they like to do things. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I have 10 messages on my phone before I'm able to respond, it's a turnoff. So I think that he liked her, but certain things turned him off early. And he decided to not emotionally invest anymore. And she's still there and she's still emotionally investing. And so now he's trying to figure out like, oh, this not going to go nowhere.
Yeah.
It's not. So how do I let her go without hurting her? And the question is a beautiful question because that means he cares.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing I would tell my kids. In life, you are going to be forced to do the difficult things. You're going to be forced to have the conversations that are hard to have. You're going to be forced to say the things that are difficult to say that need to be said. And the sooner you start exercising that courage, the sooner you will learn to be truthful to yourself and to others. And I agree with you. The honesty is the policy. Mm-hmm. It might be difficult to say and more difficult for you to wonder how they're receiving it. But if you are honest and let them know you're a beautiful person, and I know I'm a beautiful person, but at the end of the day, God has one person designed for each of us. And the journey of dating is figuring out who that person is and trying to leave as little casualties and bodies alone. No way.
Right.
So instead of beefing this thing up to any more than it is, I think you're beautiful. I love the person that you are. But this, as far as a relationship, this is not going to work. And not because you are not worth the relationship, but compatibility has to play the factor. I think people think like something wrong with me. Ain't nothing wrong with you. But who you are and who he is don't gel.
Yeah. And people will think that if they're not a healed person, if they're not. I mean, there's even times where I've had to stop myself because I'm so used to acting a certain way because of a bad relationship
trauma
I got out of, that I be having to stop myself from acting a way that I shouldn't be acting. And like, sometimes
out of hurt, right?
Yeah, out of hurt, out of a force of habit, out of a force of like what, like just what I'm used to. Like I was used to a cheating, lying person that would lie even about having his own kids so he could be around a woman. You know what I mean?
And I mean, even when you said to me, he's trying to do all these things to make me happy, like, or he just makes you happy.
Yeah, but I'm not saying maybe the way that I said it, really, that is like a more protective thing.
It is a protective thing, friend.
But I don't, when I talk to him, like, it's not that. It's like, I'm happy. Like, I make that clear.
I know. That I can see, even if you don't say it, I can see you
happy. Yeah, no, I make that clear. Like, I'm like, and that's something that I'm not really used to doing.
But the point that falls in line with this final question is that sometimes in life, people are just going to genuinely make you happy, not because they're over trying to or nothing, just who you are and who they are works together.
But you know what's scary? I'm going to tell you what's scary about both sides is like when you do, when something does make you happy like that, sometimes you're so used to bad shit that you're like, nah, you can't be happy for too long or something's going to
oh, that's that self-sabotage. That's why you got my number on speed dial, girl.
That's a self-sabotage. But at the same time, again, it's like a protection. It's trust. That's like a trust issue. And it's like when you think like, all right, I'll let my guard down. Now this person's able to hurt me. So it's like this, that the person.
But
that
you don't let your guard down until you have vetted them enough to know that their intentions are not to hurt you, because in life you gonna get hurt.
You but don't the question think people is, do that sometimes? Like, people are really good at convincing you. And I'm not saying my person, like, I'm talking about, like, what has happened to me before.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like you put your guard down. Like, with me, I might have my guard up 7 years. The day I put my guard down is the day he stabbed me in my freaking heart. Like,
no. Like, oh, my no. God. You are listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. And that was our final question to undress. It's from a listener. And you want to know what they did to get featured? All they did was follow us on Instagram at the Undressing Room podcast. They slid into the DM and boom. There's your final question. So that's all you have to do to be featured. And do yourself a favor, just in case, I don't know, you messed around and didn't hear some past episodes, let them know who they listening to and how they can find us, Lo.
You are listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. All you have to do is log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page so you can be fly just like me and Eva, because yes, we always dipped out and dripping in that Macy's drip drip. You know what I'm saying?
You already know. It's that time of season. You know, it's sales season at Macy's right now. So this is my favorite time at Macy's, baby. Woo! Let me leave up out of here so I can run to Macy's before they close. Because, you know, I like that in-store shopping. Love y'all. Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
The Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcel and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Sires, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.